In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the special votive mass of Saint Joseph, the foster father of our Lord. And Saint Joseph is, of course, patron of all the fathers of the families, but he's also a patron of all the priests, whom you lovingly address as Father, and he's also the protector and patron of all the universal church. And in the virtues of Saint Joseph, you see both the loving care which our Almighty Father gives to us, but also a perfect example for all the heads of the household and for all the fathers who are raising their children to live a good life. And I'll tell you today about the saint whom we are, whose feast day today is. And she is Saint Margaret of Cortona, who lived in the 13th century Italy. And in the early stages of her life, she was the cause of much grief to her father. Her mother died when she was only 7 years old, and her father married again to a woman who was very harsh to young Margaret. But she, that is Margaret, already had some bad qualities of her own, so not having a loving mother and being made life hard for herself with all the bad habits she had gained, made a very hard job to her father to raise his daughter to be a good Christian. Eventually, when Saint Margaret did grow up to be a woman, she let herself to be taken into the world outside of the sacraments and outside of the loving care both of her real father and also the those of spiritual fathers, that is, the priests. But one day it happened something to Saint Margaret which truly changed her life, which made her the model of penitence and also the model for all of us, who should always remember our sins and how they hurt the glory of our Almighty Father. Saint Margaret happened to see a dead body of a man, and this caused so much excitement in her that she remembered that she too will one day die and have to render to Almighty God an account of all the bad things she had done in her life. And contemplating both the fearful punishment which she might have to face and the loving kindness of Heavenly Father as a loving forgiver of sins, Saint Margaret was a new creation. She became, instead of a sinner, now a penitent. And that's what the Church always preaches to her members, that the Church wants you to transform from a sinner to a penitent. And the very first thing which Saint Margaret did after her conversion was that she threw herself at her father's feet, bathed in tears, and to beg his pardon for her contempt which she had previously shown to her. What a great image and striking image of a penitent that this poor girl faces the fact that she has broken seriously against her Heavenly Father, and then she realizes how much she has hurt also her earthly father, and now begging forgiveness from them both, she is transformed as a 13th century model of penitence, like a new Saint Mary Magdalene. After her conversion, Saint Margaret spent days and nights in tears, and she was ready to go even to extremes to show to other people that now she had realized her sins, and now she would obey God. She went to the Paris church herself with a rope tied around her neck, and there in the church, where all the people could see, publicly asked pardon from Almighty God of all her sins. She eventually moved to Cortona, that's why she's known as Saint Margaret of Cortona, and she became there the tertiary Franciscan, that is a layperson who does not belong to the order, but is associated to the order with vows. And she was still tormented by both the temptations and constant reminders of her past life. But she, as Saint Mary Magdalene had done so many centuries ago, she truly found the loving Heavenly Father, who was ready to forgive all the bad things she had done. But she also remembered that she needed to do penance for all her sins, and she continued to make very extraordinary penances, punishing her body and to expose it to all kinds of torments, self-torments. And also she was ready to experience humiliations. She never minded that people kept reminding her about the bad things she had done, or that they talked behind her back how crude and how special and weird woman she was. All these things she took as a penance for her past life, and all those she sacrificed to her Heavenly Father. Dear children, from this remarkable story, we should be reminded that whatever we have been doing in the past of our lives, today is the new day of transform ourselves to obedient sons and daughters of the Church. As Saint Joseph was the head of the Holy Family, we all are sons and daughters of both our earthly parents. And if they are still alive, we should always be helpful and obedient and loving towards them. And if they have already passed away, we should continuously and every single day pray for them, because from them we have gotten the gift of life, so that through our earthly parents we might serve and honor our Heavenly Father in heaven. And always approach the church and the confessional as a place of judgment, where you will get some sort of slight penance for your misdeeds and for your sins. But never take it only as a punishment, but also an exhortation from your Heavenly Father, because you would not be called children unless you would have a father, and the arms of this Heavenly Father are always open for all the sons and daughters on earth when they hear this call of this Heavenly Father and they realize they have broken against him and they are ready to do penance. Then we truly have the Heavenly Father, and we prove ourselves worthy to be good sons and daughters of our earthly parents. And most of all, we can be transformed to new creation, and we can expect a great gift, a great reward from our Heavenly Father when that joyful day once comes, that we should see him in heaven and hear those loving words to be addressed as son and daughter. Saint Margaret, pray for us. God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.